know all. I know blade wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Here to help you down the dirt road of home ownership, paving the path of highway to the happiness of owning a home. Oh, wow, we'll get by that. This is Mother's Day weekend. We'd like to say happy Mother's Day to all the moms everywhere, no matter where they are. Just a reminder, REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We are a 501(c), not-for-profit corporation assisting homeowners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-R-E-A-C-H. Or 855-487-3224. Or you may visit our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number 4, housing.org. REACH counselors tell us you can become a homeowner before the end of this year. To get started, call the good folks at REACH and let the staffers and counselors do what they do best. They have the latest information about how you can benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is, they have the knowledge you need to help you become a homeowner. Coming up on today's show, Anitra Moss from Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies of Palm Beach County will join us, and she will tell us how their organization promotes healthy births right from the beginning. What a wonderful Mother's Day message. Then the news at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cote. You know, he covers the news better than Don Rickles' toupee working the crowd at the Shriners Convention. I don't know what that means. And then, of course, Akana Southall is back to give us the results of the Great Give campaign. We'll be talking about that in just a little bit. After that, Reach Radio checks in with Pat Tracy for a follow-up report on our Washington, D.C. Housing Conference. And, of course, Reach Radio's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. But first, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now, Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cote.
Hello.
How's your Mother's Day?
Very well so far.
Very good.
I had kind of a sneak preview of what's coming up in the news at the on the hour. One of the enduring scandals of the 2008 financial crisis was the government's half-hearted effort to provide relief to distressed homeowners while generously bailing out banks and allowing those that presided over the disaster to collect multi-million dollar bonuses. Well, now, a new report adds another grievance to this catalog of woe. We'll talk about this GAO report. It appears that cash is king in Florida real estate. Get this. Two-thirds of all sales were done in cash in Florida recently. That's amazing. And we have what may or may not be a Mother's Day story. There's a couple in North Palm Beach who were blessed with twins. That's the good news. The bad news is, their homeowners association said, now you have too many children, get out. Now more good news. Our friend Vince Larkin, who is the president and CEO of the Fair Housing Center of the Greater Palm Beaches and a frequent contributor to our show, is filing a lawsuit on their behalf.
Good for him.
So, ever thought about buying a trailer park? Freddie Mac wants to give you a loan to buy an entire trailer park. This is something they've never done before. We'll see how that works out. And hundreds of thousands of homeowners nationwide and here in Florida will be hit with higher mortgage payments as loan modifications granted during the early days of the housing crisis begin expiring this year. And finally, here's somebody who had an annoying neighbor and was an annoying neighbor. Her name is Anna Fulch, a Florida woman, who said that her next-door neighbors were unsavory and she thought maybe they might have broken into her car. So, when her neighbors were gone, she hired a demolition company to come and bulldoze her neighbor's home. By the way, Anna has a new home. You can probably guess where it is, but I'll tell you at the bottom of the hour.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Thank you so much for that headline report there. When we return, Anitra Moss joins us with a special Mother's Day's message for healthy mothers, healthy babies of Broward County. So stay with us. We're about to bloom the flower of brotherly love. And it's as easy as ringing a bell. Watch this.
Ain't got no home. I know blade wrong.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe, with a message for those seeking a little piece of the American pie. If you're looking to purchase a home using FHA, HUD, and other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify. There are more than 10 homeownership classes included in REACH's annual educational membership program, and they average between $25 and $49 per course. The curriculum educates homeowners and home buyers on the basics of purchasing, owning, and maintaining a home. REACH's credit management workshop will teach you how to deal with any credit issues and help you get back on track to have a sound credit rating. That's why REACH bundled 2 free credit checks per year in the membership program. That's a $40 value all by itself. And when you add up the cost of all these valuable home ownership programs, you will normally pay $250. But for a limited time, REACH is offering REACH Radio listeners the REACH Educational Membership Program for only $99. Did I say that right? I think I did. $99. That's a $151 savings just for saying you heard about it on Reach Radio. Call the good folks at Reach Radio today and tell them you want to sign up for their educational membership program. Toll-free number is 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? To enroll, call the good folks at Reach right now. Again, that toll-free number, 855-48-REACH. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All right, our first guest today is a professional who spent the last 15 years working with children and families from Palm Beach County. Anitra Moss is currently the public education manager with Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies of Palm Beach County. By golly, I'll get that right. Aretha, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Alan, for having me.
I almost said Aretha, didn't I? I was thinking of Aretha Franklin.
That's
right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Anitra.
That's Anitra.
Yes.
And it's Palm Beach County. I said Broward before. That's because I got my merds wixed. It happens every now and then, but usually on Saturdays between noon and 1. Anyway, you worked as a case manager and a legal specialist and a court liaison for the community of Palm Beach County, I guess, right?
That's correct. I worked for the Department of Children and Families as all of those things, a court liaison, a legal specialist, and also a dependency case manager.
That's a lot of hats.
Yes, I was with the department for over 10 years.
Wow. Which job did you like the best?
I liked all of them because it was serving the children of Palm Beach County.
Isn't that great? That's what you do at Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies. That's a long title, right? How's that working for you?
It's working very well. I love being the public education manager of Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies because we promote healthy births right from the beginning. I love working with the pregnant women of Palm Beach County here.
Right, and that's your mission, right?
That's our mission.
To make sure that it's prenatal care is what.
Yeah. Correct. Our mission is that to make sure that here, right here in Palm Beach County, our home, that all of our mothers receive prenatal care, early and consistent prenatal care.
Right. How many moms do you have?
We serve about 9,000 pregnant women annually. Compare that to 14,000 babies born here in Palm Beach County. So we still have a lot of work to do to get to make sure that all the women.
That's a lot of pregnant women.
Yes, it is.
We could have a part now. That's Well, what do you do? What actually do you do for them? I mean,
well, our primary goal is to make sure that they have a medical home, that they go to the doctor. And then from that, we link them into services. We have an array of services at Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies. We have a service coordination where they link them into the Healthy Beginning System, which is a program of Children's Services Council. So we do a linkage and assessment. But our primary goal is to make sure that they are going to the doctor.
Why is it that a lot of mothers just won't go to the doctor? Especially the younger mothers, right?
It's several reasons why moms don't go to the doctor. One, the main reason is because they didn't know that they were pregnant. Second of all is that they don't have insurance to pay for it. And right. At Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies, we have a program that can assist them. And navigating through the DCF system is such a hard process. Right. So we have people there that will walk with them, not just tell them where to go, but walk them through that process to make sure that they have coverage to pay for their pregnancy.
Wow. That's called taking by the hand, I think, is what they refer that to. Well, that's good, because sometimes if you don't know, especially how could you know you're not pregnant? I guess what's it take, 6 to 8 weeks before you start realizing something's happening?
Well, that's the issue with the teenagers, that they don't know. Mm-hmm. And on our website, we have myths, and we also have facts about being pregnant.
Right.
So if they want to go to our website and look at those things, which is www.hmhbpbc.org.
Right, that PBC stands for Palm Beach County. Let's make sure we have that right. It's www.hmhbpbc.org, or you may contact them on the telephone. I believe Anitra will let you call her directly, and her number is 561-665-4536. So you might want to write that number down just in case, right?
Correct.
And what about formulas and things like that? Do you help after the birth as well as prior to?
Yes, we have an emergency pantry that is in our three locations, which is in West Palm Beach, Lantana, and Del Rey. And we have, it's by the community, so it's by donations, but we have diapers and we have formula, and we also have maternity clothes to be able to assist.
So you're like full service help here, right?
Yes, we are.
Well, if
yes,
I ever get pregnant, I'm coming to you. I'll tell you that right now.
And that's what we want.
That'd be history in the making, right? So you said you had three different locations, so you're pretty well, you're covering Palm Beach County pretty well, right?
Correct. We actually have West Palm, Lantana, Del Rey, and we have additional sites in Belgrade and Del Rey Health Department and also in the Lantana Health Department.
So how does it work? Do they just walk in, knock on the door, and say, hey, I need help?
Yes, they can. We take walk-ins, we take call, and I'm actually over the prenatal outreach department where we're out in the community. We're looking. If you see our mobile office driving around, you can walk up to us, and we can assist you right there on the spot.
Really? Now, some, you know, folks, if you know of someone who is pregnant, you know, it just doesn't have, we're not just talking to the folks that may or may not be, but if you know someone, have them contact Anitra, and let's get some help for them and get them started on the right path, right?
Yes.
What's the most important thing that you do for them? I mean, is it just the doctor's visit? Or, I mean, do you help them, you counsel them mentally to help their...
Yes, we have a whole array of services. We have where we counsel them. We also have where they can have, if they qualify for it, they have a nutritionist that will come to the home to help them through their pregnancy. We also have parenting classes. We also offer free childbirth classes with Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies. And those are free, again, free childbirth services that are within the community.
Wow.
So we offer that as well.
That's great. And I looked on your resume, and I noticed that you have a master's degree in mental health counseling.
Yes, I do.
Can you help me?
Yes, I can help you, Alan.
Oh, you never know. Well, that's good. Now you know you're in good hands. Are there any requirements for the folks? I mean, other than, you know, obviously have to be pregnant, but I mean, are there any other financial requirements or anything?
No, it's not. Just being pregnant and a resident of Palm Beach County.
Any length of time?
No.
Just a resident?
Just a resident of Palm Beach County.
Yeah, you can't beat that. And you said you care for about, was it 9,000 you said that you care
for? We served last year 9,000 pregnant women.
That's a lot of babies. Wow.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've got a few more questions that I'd like to ask you, but we have to take a quick break here if you don't mind. We'll be right back. How's that? All right. When we return, Anitra will give us some insight on what the future has in store for healthy mothers, healthy babies. So stand by. We're about to lose all our data on our hard drives. But it doesn't matter, though. The NSA has an extra copy.
You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and housing heffy still after all these years. Imagine that. We'd like to wish all the moms a happy Mother's Day and thank you for putting up with us. Only a mom would do that. As promised, Anitra Moss is still here, and for more than 15 years, she's worked with children and families and from Palm Beach County. Currently, she's the public education manager with Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies, Palm Beach County. Anitra, thanks for hanging on through the break.
Thanks.
It didn't hurt too bad, did it?
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it was easy. We don't hang that. So give us a little insight about what's coming up in the future for Healthy Mothers and Healthy Babies.
Well, Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies, in the future, we're starting a teen mentor program.
Right.
Where we're connecting professional working moms with teen moms to empower young girls to stay in school and plan out their future. Too often, teen moms drop out of school and never return. Even worse, they have repeat births. So we're trying to stop that cycle by setting them up with mentors that can help get them on the right track.
That's probably not a bad idea. That's probably one of the biggest problems that we have, right? They just, the teen pregnancy rate, I know it was up there and it had dropped for a while, and it's coming back up again. What do you attribute that to?
That's true, Alan. We don't know what to attribute it to.
Could it be called being young and puberty hits and, you know, what are you going to do?
Well, what we're doing is we're getting out in the community and in the schools, and we're doing education, but we're also trying to embrace those girls who are already pregnant or already had babies,
right,
to mentor them and let them know that they still do have a future.
Yeah, and it's an important thing, too, especially to have the good counseling and mentoring from someone they can look up to.
Correct.
And that'll help straighten their life out, hopefully, right? I don't know why it – who could be a teen mentor?
Professional working moms. All they have to do is go to our website.
You mean like a doctor or something?
We're looking for any professional working mom. The only requirement is that you're a professional and you're a working mom. And you go to our website, and all the information there with the requirements is something like just make contact with them once a month or once a week and just find out their goals and just mentor them.
Yeah, that's important because when you're lost, and I don't mean physically lost, I mean when you're lost, you have a baby, this is a big change in your life, you have a bigger responsibility that's hitting you, and it has to have an impact on you. So, and you know, what do I do now?
Correct.
And that's what the mentor will do. Folks, you can visit their website. It's HMHB, that's Healthy Moms, Healthy Babies, Palm Beach County, PBC.org. I'll give that to you again, www.HMHBPBC.org. Or you can call Anitra direct at 561-665-4536. Is that your cell phone?
No, that's my direct line.
Well, I didn't want to know, you know, get too personal there. But what's your favorite case? You must have a single case out there that you worked with someone and you had just phenomenal success. What would that be?
Well, we have so many cases.
9,000, right?
Yeah. Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies. Mm-hmm. But the favorite case, I could say yesterday when we had our moments luncheon, where we had a teen mom who gave birth 11 years ago, and she was a product of Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies, and she told her story. And she is now a service coordinator with Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies. She's also received her graduate degree. She's in school now for getting her graduate degree in leadership. So she's also giving back. But she shows that being a teen mom is not the end of the world, and that she can still be successful in life.
And function. That's great. And all because of your help. How long has the organization been around?
We've been around since 1986.
86. Wow. That's a long time to be helping out. You have a lot of moms. Do you have like a picture wall of all the moms that were there?
We have pictures in all of our offices, and we also have pictures on our website.
Wow, that's cool. Well, what else are you going to do? What's next? You have any? I know you just had the Great Give, right? We're going to talk about that a little later when Akana hits the show here. But tell us a little bit about the Great Give.
Yes, the Great Give was a success for Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies. We raised a couple of $1,000 for our agency.
Nice.
So we are thankful for all of those people who gave money to assist our agency.
Well, you know, they can call you and donate, right?
Yes.
Do we have to give that number again? Yes, we do. Let's do that. 561-665-4536. And I'm assuming that's Monday through Friday or Monday through what?
They can call anytime. We have voicemails. I get the message.
Oh, okay. All right. You want to spend some cash and put it into the right direction? That's where you go. So how did the Great Give, how did you promote that?
We promote that through our social media, emails, and also by word of mouth.
And it worked pretty well, so you raised some funds, right?
Yes, the employees as well of Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies was very supportive in the Great Give.
All right. Well, once again, that website, www.hmhbpbc.org, or you can call Anitra directly at 561-665-4536. Anitra, thanks for coming on the show today. We appreciate you coming and sharing that story for us. And Mother's Day, right?
Yes. Thanks, Alan, for having us. And we want to wish all the mothers of Palm Beach County a happy Mother's Day.
Perfect. Thanks for coming by. All right, now it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat, Tracy, and Associates. Their phone number, 561-351-8000, 561-351-8000. Now, this property is located at 1401 Village Boulevard, unit number 811 in West Palm Beach. It's a rental property, so if you need a place to hang your coat while you're preparing for a purchase, then this beautiful two-bedroom, two-bath condo may be your best bet. It's been freshly painted with new carpet, it's unfurnished, and it's located in a community just minutes away from shopping centers, entertainment, and the downtown area. Again, it's a two-bedroom, two-bath condo in West Palm Beach around Village Boulevard. And to make this house your home, just call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. And that's this week's Spotlight Home, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. For additional information, of course, call 561-351-8000. You can call her right now. I know she's in Washington, D.C. right now, but she'll still take your call. Not a problem. All right, we're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Elkanah Southall joins us with a special report from the Great Give event. After that, Pat Tracy will join us on the phone with more Reach Washington, D.C. lobbying news. There's so much going on in Washington, D.C., we had to bring her back on the show so that you'll understand. That way you won't be misunderstood. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, transmitting from the tallest tower of least resistance, it's time for Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our self-inflicted news guy, Steve Cody. Steve, you got more?
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Alan. One of the big scandals of the financial crisis in 08 was the government's half-hearted effort to provide relief to distressed homeowners while generally bailing out banks and allowing those who presided over the disaster to collect millions of dollars. The Government Accountability Office, though, last week detailed just how federal regulators botched an effort to rectify the sloppy and sometimes downright fraudulent foreclosures by the banks, which drove millions of families away from their homes. In cutting short an independent foreclosure review before it was actually completed, the GAO found that bank regulators may have underestimated the extent of those errors, so that $3.9 billion in cash compensation to the banks who were ordered to that the banks were ordered to pay to homeowners was actually lower than it might have been. The review and settlement covers 4.4 million cases in 2009 and in 2010, where there were huge errors resulting in robo-signing of unverified documents during home foreclosures. Now, the regulators apparently were unfazed by that report. They were noncommittal in their responses. So while the new GAO report documents another sorry chapter in the mortgage debacle, it's not likely to be the end of the story. Cash is king in Florida real estate. A study released on Thursday shows that almost two-thirds of Florida housing sales in the first quarter of this year were done totally in cash. That's the highest rate in the nation and well above the average of 42.7% nationwide, according to RealtorTrack. Five Florida metro areas also had the nation's highest rates of cash sales. Those were Cape Coral, Fort Myers, Miami, Sarasota, Palm Bay, and Lakeland. Although the percentage of institutional investors has gone down somewhat since 2013, mom-and-pop investors and foreign investors are still finding Florida very attractive. America's outlook toward the housing market continued to improve in the month of April and perhaps foreshadows an increase in housing activity in the coming months. This according to Fannie Mae's April 2014 National Housing Survey. The share of respondents who believe it's a good time to sell a home increased for the third consecutive month to an all-time high of 42%. In addition, the share of respondents who say it's a good time to buy a home remains steady at 69%, following a gradual climb since the beginning of the year. Notably, although consumers remain generally split regarding their ability to actually get a mortgage, fewer respondents are concerned about losing their jobs, which may encourage potential home buyers to get into the market. Hundreds of thousands of homeowners nationwide and in Florida will be hit with higher mortgage rates as loan modifications granted during the early days of the housing crisis begin to expire. The HAMP program, which reduced mortgage rates for nearly 900,000 struggling borrowers, has a five-year shelf life. It started in the fall of 2009. So, in Florida, monthly payments could increase by as much as $1,100 as the lower interest rates grow at a pace of 1% per year until they reach the level where they were when the loan was modified. Federal officials and homeowner advocates are concerned that what will happen as modifications expire. They're warning buyers who may not realize that their payments are about to increase. And this is a sad Mother's Day story that may have a happy ending. It was a joyous time for Adam and Myra Beck when they had their twins. But the North Palm Beach couple was told that now that they have extra children, they have to get out of their condo. It was at the Royal Harbor condominium complex, and they were told to move out. Now, Vince Larkin, who is the president and CEO of the nonprofit Fair Housing Center and greater of the Greater Palm Beaches, and a frequent guest on our show, called the condominium association's actions outrageous and violations of the federal housing laws this week, and he sued the condominium board and the management company. Miami management, which oversees the condo, declined comment. The Becks, who lived in the complex west of US 1 and PGA Boulevard for 6 years, already had one child, but then they were blessed with twins in August, and that's when the condo association said, "You have too many kids, get out." Now, if the condominium was an adults-only community, it could enforce such policies, but apparently it is not. As part of the lawsuit, the center is asking that the Becks be allowed to stay in their condo and that the couple and the center be awarded additional damages. Allied Capital and Development of South Florida and Moss Construction are building more building Jupiter's downtown, but they're also partnered with Habitat for Humanity of Palm Beach County to finish the last two homes at Kennedy Estates. That's a 19-home development located on the south side of Jupiter Gardens Boulevard. Together, the three entities will host Blitz Build, raising two homes in 10 days. That build is going to start this coming Monday. Kennedy Estates is a sequel to the single-family housing unit that is located on the north side of Jupiter Gardens Boulevard. And finally, you think you have bad neighbors. Authorities say that a Florida woman who did not like her neighbors had their mobile home demolished when they weren't home. Now, according to an arrest report, Anna Fulch of St. Augustine told a heavy equipment operator that she owned the trailer and that she wanted the trailer and the septic tank attached to it destroyed. The Florida Times-Union newspaper reports that St. Johns County Sheriff's deputies were called when the trailer's real owner came home and found out the demolition was underway. The arrest report says that Fulch wanted the trailer bulldozed because she thought its occupants were, quote, unsavory, and she suspected one of them might have broken into her car. Moretta Fulch was charged with criminal mischief. That's a third-degree felony. And now Moretta Fulch has a new home, the St. John's County Jail, at least until she coughs up $10,000 for bail. And that is the news.
That's an amazing story. That what's this 10 for 2 thing there? They build two houses in 10 days? Is that what
yes,
that is?
Yes, that's Habitat for Humanity and Allied Capital and Moss Construction Management in Jupiter. They're the ones that are building downtown Jupiter now.
Yeah.
And they're taking some of their crews over to build those homes.
Maybe they should take a lesson from John Lennon. He wrote a song called 10 for 2.
He did?
Yeah, that was about something else, though, back in the 70s. Oh. I think some guy had a couple of joints, and they gave him 10 years, so John wrote a song called 10 for 2.
Oh,
and
I just didn't know. Head. I didn't know that.
Well, that's why I'm explaining that. You know? It was either that or I make a nasty comment about a trailer park story, and I didn't want to go there.
Okay.
But that was a great news report.
Well, thank you very much.
That. All right. Our next guest has a history of charitable works attached to her resume. She is now the marketing representative for Reach and doing a fine job at it. We have Elkanah Southall on the phone with us. Elkanah, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Alan. How are you?
We're having a ball over here at Reach Radio. I believe that's what we're supposed to do. That's what we get paid for, I think.
That's true, yes.
Anyway, you have a report for us on the Great Give Charity event. Tell me a little bit about that event.
Well, yes. Actually, this was the first year that we participated, and Great Give was a 24-hour online fundraising event where they had 24 hours to raise. It was shooting for $450,000
right.
to raise, but they ended up raising $1.9 million.
Wow.
Yes. It was just an awesome time. It was just awesome that we got a chance to participate. We raised some money ourselves, and I'm just like very happy that we have people out there that's willing to give to a good cause. And I'm just proud of Reach, the staff members that participated and just helped us raise some money for this event.
Wow. And that money stays right here in Palm Beach County, right? It doesn't get spread around to other parts of the state. It's just for the residents here. Is that correct?
That's correct. It was Palm Beach County and Martin County that came together for this event, and so yes, the money stays within the county, and is to support and better our community.
Right. Well, you know, I say that because a lot of people are hesitant to donate to something that if they think the money's going out of the state or into a different area, but it stays right here in Palm Beach County. As we said earlier, we gave their website. If you wanted to give a little extra money, you could still do that by calling Anitra up, and she'll be more than happy to accept those funds. But,
and that's true. That's true, Alan. A lot of people are worried about where the money goes to if it's going out, as you stated before. And that, you know, we need to worry about our community, strengthening our community. Once that comes to pass, then we can venture out. But right now, as everybody that participated in the Great Gift, our main focus was Palm Beach County. And I'm so excited. I'm so happy that, you know, $1.9 million raised, and, you know, and then there could be things could be done in the community that's been waiting to be done.
Right. And they use the healthy mothers and healthy babies. That's where that money goes, right, to help out the pregnant women that need help, right?
Actually, it's a collective of nonprofits. And Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies was one of them.
Okay.
We were one of them. So it's a collective of nonprofit organization that came together to raise this money. And so now, you know, all the visions that's been set in place will be able to move the mission and, you know, further the mission and be able to accomplish the goals that were set, you know, for all nonprofit agencies.
That's great. You used to work there, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Wow, that's fantastic. What was that like?
It was fun. I love the fact that we was able to help pregnant moms. And the sad thing about it is knowing that, you know, there's pregnant moms out there that's not receiving no prenatal care at all. And we find that a lot of times there's pregnant moms that come in and deliver with no prenatal care. And that caused a lot of infant mortality. And that's something that Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies is trying to reduce, infant mortalities in the community, because it's a lot. For every 100, let's say for every 100 pregnant moms, 25 have not seek any prenatal care at all.
That is amazing. And you know, Anitra said earlier when we were speaking about that, that she said a lot of the moms just, they didn't know they were pregnant, number one. And number two, when they found out they were pregnant, they said, well, I don't have any money to go to the doctors, so they just don't go.
That's true. There's many factors. Those are some. And then also, there's immigration issues. A lot of time, there's immigration issues that they're not sure they can go get any care because of their status, and that's not necessarily the case. And it's all about education. Once they're educated and you know better, you do better. So Healthy Mother, Healthy Babies is out there in the community, educating, moms or women or fathers, anyone that they could come in contact with. They're educating them the importance of prenatal care and, taking away all the myths and the, whatever they think that it can't do. Healthy Mothers address that.
Right. Plus, they have an excellent mentoring program, too.
So
we spoke a little about
that. I'm so excited. I heard.
Fantastic. Well, Akana, thanks for joining us on the show today. Anything coming up real quick with Reach?
Yes, we're about to celebrate our first year, our show.
Oh, yeah.
Yay. We're about to celebrate that, and I'm so excited. But we'll give you more information as it comes closer.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate that, and we'll see you later on at the office there, okay?
Thank you.
All right,
Jeff. Thank you.
Have a great Saturday. All right, folks, we've said this before, and even me, the one who just said it, would like to say it again. Thank you for joining us every Saturday. We do appreciate your company, and you may visit the show website at www.reachradioshow.com. You can check out our home of the week there, and you can listen to past shows. So once again, thank you for listening, and happy Mother's Day once again to all the moms out there who put up with guys like us. So let me tell you this, if you're tired of paying rent, and you're purchasing a home is on top of your list of things to do, then you should know about our first-time home buyers workshop. It's on Sunday, this May 18th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Reach's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. April's workshop was full, so we had to move many applicants to a special workshop, so you might want to call a little early and secure your place in the class. When you complete this HUD-certified workshop, you will have a real understanding of the home buying process, and you'll be able to accurately determine just how much you can afford to pay for your new home. For additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH, 855-48-R-E-A-C-H, or if you'd like to dial it the hard way, 855-487-3224. Now, there is a $49 fee for this special workshop, but that includes lunch and beverages. Remember the Reach Radio educational program we talked about at the beginning of the show? For just $99, you're entitled to attend all the Reach workshops. Well, that includes the first-time homebuyer workshop, too. So for an additional $50, you can attend all the workshops as many times as you want. That's under our Reach educational membership program. And Reach is a HUD-approved housing counselor and agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. And here's a useful tip. A first-time home buyer is defined by HUD as someone who hasn't owned a home in 3 years. So there's no excuse for you not to attend this valuable first-time home buyer's workshop. It's next Sunday, May the 18th, starting at 1 p.m., wrapping up at 7. Call the folks at Reach right now. Get enrolled. It's 855-48-REACH, 855-48-R-E-A-C-H. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. When we return, Pat Tracy, our Washington, D.C. lobbyist, has a lot more information about her D.C. trip than a genius courting a 50-gallon drum of gray matter. So stay with us. We have it all, just like Bogey and Bacall. We're sailing away to Key Largo.
Ain't got no home, I know later on.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at Reach, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home, I know place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, bringing you good tidings of home ownership so you may purchase a little piece of the American dream. Our resident lobbyist has returned. You know her as the executive director of Reach, but we call her Pat Tracy. Pat, welcome back to Reach Radio. Are you in there?
Yeah, about all those mothers.
Oh, wait, start again. We had a little cutoff there.
Okay. We're having a good show today about the mothers, which are the nesters, which build the homes. So it sounds exciting.
Are you trying to make us feel guilty over here?
You're supportive in other ways of housing.
Oh, of course. And we certainly appreciate, like I said earlier, you weren't on the line there. I said I want to thank all the moms out there. Mother's Day is important, especially for putting up with people like us, you know, and only a mom could do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. Hey, you know, the last time we were cut off due to time, and I really wanted to hear about this renter protection bill that's about to sunset. I mean, we talked briefly about it, but we didn't go into details as far as, you know, what the listeners could do to help keep that bill alive.
Right, Alan. You know, at the end of March, Palm Beach County had 16,255 pending foreclosure cases.
Wow.
Statewide, there's 218,055. And you know, out of those large numbers, some of those foreclosure homes are occupied by people. And they're occupied by people who are paying their rent, who are doing the right thing, but the landlord is not paying the bank. And that's why they're in foreclosure. Those people were afforded protection when all of this bubble hit, were afforded protection up until, as we said, it sunsets December 31st, 2014. And what that protection does is gives that person 90 days after the foreclosure to be notified to get out of a home. You can't come home and the doors are locked and your property's sitting out on the sidewalk. You legally have those days. If they do not go forward and renew this as of December 31st, that will sunset and those people again will be without protection. So what we're asking, it's called the Protecting Tenants at Foreclosure Bill, and it is sponsored by Blumenthal, who's a Democrat from Connecticut, and also by Ellison, who's a Democrat from Minnesota. And we're asking that you go on to your local representative or to Reach, and we'll get you in touch with that representative, and basically ask them to go ahead and extend this bill to protect the people that are out there. It's only the right thing to do.
Do you foresee any reason that they would just go ahead and let it sunset?
Just because of politics would be the only thing. You know, there's a big battle. There are some bills we're losing right now just because of they're going to wait till mid-year election. Nobody wants to be well, there's battles. There's
sure,
just political
sure.
battles. There is no downside, only an upside to help the people. So there's no reason. I mean, the bank will own it, and for 90 days they have to give you an opportunity to move. But obviously the 90 days cannot hurt the bank, so I can't see a downside.
Right. And it's crazy. You know, you're paying your payments on time, and it's not your fault that the landlord's not paying his payment or her payments on time. So it's a conundrum. Call your representatives, folks, and let them know. Don't let this bill sunset. Again, the name of the bill, Pat, please.
The name of the bill, let me just flip back to it because I just
had
Protecting Tenants at Foreclosure.
Okay, Protecting Tenants at Foreclosure.
Mm-hmm. That is. And, Alan, it's really important because I don't know if you realize, but 34% of all the households in this state are renters.
Right.
So when you take that into account, And those people looking for rental houses, there's 389,000 shortage of units for the people. And the lower your income, the much more difficult it becomes to get rental units. And that's one of the reasons, you know, our house of the month that you spoke of today, or the house of the week,
right,
is a rental unit. And we already have, I think, four rental offers. None have been accepted. So if someone comes in this weekend and still wants to look at it, we'd love that.
But yeah, and that's two bedroom and two bath. That's a nice place.
Two bath. And what we're seeing over and over again are the renters have been through such battles. Maybe they lost their home and they're trying to get another place to rent and the credit score is not good. So this is one of those communities where REACH stands behind the credit. So if it's a reasonable story, we can help a reasonable person get into the unit.
Excellent.
So that's one of the good things we try to do. When the association will let us do that, and that Ponte Verde is an association that will let us do it.
Yeah, that's super. Yeah. All right. Now, you also, while you were up there, hey, you know, tell us again the term lobbyist, how that got started for the folks didn't hear that.
Well, actually, one of the presidents would go into the bar and be drinking, and people would wait out in the lobby until he would come out, and they always wanted to reach him after he'd had a few drinks because then he was more benevolent to their desires.
Of course.
So they waited in the lobby, and they became known as the lobbyist. And so from there came our today's lobbyist. And I imagine many of them still wait either at the bar or outside the bar to get their desires covered, you know.
I could almost guarantee that's what happens.
Yeah. But there were some other things we lobbied for, too, aside from this. And I think one of them is just another common sense measure. And I don't know if you realize this, but like Section 8 housing vouchers.
Right. Section 8, that's government help.
Yeah, government help on the housing vouchers.
Right.
They've set the contract so where the contract for the voucher doesn't match the contract with HUD. So they cannot any longer give the landlord the 12-month lease that they used to have. They can only give them a 6 to 9 month lease. So landlords are backing away from this, from helping, taking these people in because they can at least have a 12-month lease. And some communities require a 12-month lease. So HUD is proposing to resume providing 12-month contracts and making it fall within their own fiscal year. So that makes sense, and it needs to be like they weren't authorized to go outside their year to keep the leases going. So that's just another common-sense measure which won't cost anything but helps people get into homes. So we were lobbying for that.
You know, the key word there is common sense.
You got it. You got it. And also, during all this housing debacle, 70,000 vouchers were lost. I mean, these are people that were being helped with housing that no longer have that help. Some have been replaced, but we're asking that they restore vouchers, at least up to 40,000 vouchers, to help people, homeless people, all of those. We need the vouchers to continue to help people get into housing. So we're asking that they be restored back to the previous levels.
Right.
Now, I looked up for you this morning another big thing, which is not going to happen, I don't believe. It may come up, but nobody's going to pass it until after
the midterm elections?
You got it. Thank you. trying to fund the National Housing Trust Fund. And as I told you last week, you know, Fannie and Freddie were supposed to put so much money aside to help the low-income individual get into housing. And these funds would come out to the states, and then we could all help. Well, obviously, this was approved just as the economy went down. Mm-hmm. So no funds have been paid. And now they're profitable, but they like to say they're still in receivership, but they're making tremendous profits.
That's Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, is what you're
saying?
Yes. Okay.
Yes. So they have paid back their money, but they've not paid anything into this housing fund. So there is quite a large, I think it's $700 million lawsuit going against them from the National Housing Coalition to try to get them to honor what was done. Now, of course, if for some reason they are abolished, as talk has occurred, then all those funds would be abolished with them. So there was a bill that was set up called the Johnson-Crapo Bill, which was to have another alternative to get funds into low-income housing. But right now that has not gained the support that's necessary till after the midterm elections, because everybody's just afraid if we do too much, we're going to harm housing. We want to make sure we're doing the right thing. We want to make sure we can continue with 30-year fixed-rate loans. And so I guess that's been put on the back burner for more discussion as to how we can get there and what we can do to make it good.
Well, that means that the folks should get on the phone and call their local congressperson and let them know that we need to have this in place. Protect Fannie and Freddie Mac and keep the ball rolling.
Right. They have their money back. Our people don't have their funds back. So those are some things that are occurring. And then I thought another thing that kind of falls into this, and if we have a little bit of time, I'd like to cover it.
Sure.
Or else part of it.
We have at least two minutes, I can tell you that.
We have at least 2 minutes. Well, okay. Then if we have at least 2 minutes, we'll cover a little more later, but I want to tell you this, that a fifth of all homes in the country still are underwater.
A fifth.
A fifth of all the homes in the country are underwater. And there are cities that...
I have a fifth that keeps me underwater. I don't know if it's the same same kind of a deal there. But do you know how many homes that is, approximately? A fifth?
It's 98 million households.
Oof.
Homes are still underwater. So that's a really difficult position. And, you know, the banks were rescued out of their problems. These homeowners have never been rescued, and we want to go into some more details. But what we would wish could happen is that some of this principal reduction would fall to help the homeowners. The banks got their funds. The homeowners, then we need some principal reduction to help them in some manner. So that's going to be one of our next areas that we're looking at, to help the home buyer to see if we can even buy notes. You know, a lot of these things have been sold from the bank, put in a bulk of notes, and even as nonprofits and people that care can buy those notes, then give the people the opportunity to modify or short sell under reasonable terms that they would like. So you're going to see a lot more of that, just not the banks foreclosing, but firms like ours buying the notes and then trying to go one-on-one to help the individuals.
Right. Well, the bank needs to step up. I know you spoke with Congresswoman Lois Frankel while you were up there. What did she have to say?
Well, Lois is wonderful. She's done a lot for our area in West Palm Beach, and she was very interested in what we had to say and was quite gracious and got us right in. Representative Murphy up in the area, the north area where our office is,
right.
The county could not have been more gracious, stopped by and talked, listened to everything we had to say. And they are having a big homeowners to help people stay in their homes in Port St. Lucie, which we're going to be participating in when we're invited as a participant from his office. So many things like that we're going to be working with that will help. And we also met with Nelson's office.
Yep.
And Rooney's office. So we had great reception. It was a wonderful. I like lobbying.
All right. Well, hang out in the lobby. Well, that's all the time left to us today, folks. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We want to thank our guests. They were great as usual. And, of course, the show website, reachradioshow.com. That's where all the archives are. You can listen to past shows. We'd like to give a hat tip to our friends up in Jacksonville who are listening on the iHeartRadio app. That thing goes everywhere. We'll see you next Saturday live from noon to 1.
Ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy.